Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. There is something in the legislature called a title-only bill, which, as I understand it, is you get your legislator, the clock is ticking down, they give you the title of the bill, but you can't read it, and yet you still vote on it. There is actually a lawsuit over these things, and former State Attorney General Rob McKenna is involved in it. Which side are you on?
I represent State Bankers Association, who are suing because at the 11th hour of the last legislative session, a title-only bill, which is a bill that you don't—it's just very—it's empty, basically. It's a blank, except this one said it was an act relating to revenue, was amended to impose a new tax surcharge that just happens to only hit out-of-state banks. Mm-hmm. And we're challenging the fact that it only hits out-of-state banks. That's the Commerce Clause part of the case. But we're also challenging the bill on the grounds that it violates Article 2, Section 36 of the Washington State Constitution. That section provides that no bill shall be considered in either house of the legislature unless the time of its introduction shall have been at least 10 days before the final adjournment of the legislature. Here, the bill was introduced as a shell earlier in the session. Then they pulled it off the shelf about 48 hours before adjournment, amended in the actual contents. People finally knew what it was, and then rammed it through the House and then the Senate. And that pretty clearly, in our view, violates the letter and the spirit of this provision of the Constitution, because the whole point of it is that people are supposed to know, the people and legislators for that matter, not to mention people directly affected by bills, are supposed to know about them in time.
Yeah. So now, are they literally voting on a blank piece of paper?
No, what they do is they bring the bill up, which has been introduced, and then they amend it. It's called, and they create a substitute bill. And that's when you find out what the bill is actually going to be about. In this case, they started with a bill called an act relating to revenue, and it literally said that the legislature intends to enact legislation relating to revenue. So, of course, it's completely meaningless. Yeah.
But that satisfies the requirement that there be a period between the introduction and passage?
It's a bill. That's what the state will argue. It's a bill.
Well, I mean, that's a problem with the framers of the Constitution. Didn't specify that you actually had to print the text of the bill, right?
Silly us for not, you know.
But, I mean, is it fair to say that in some of these cases, though, they are passing bills that have been around for years and years and years, and they finally get what they think is a majority or enough votes to pass it, and so they figure it's not absolutely essential to have chapter and verse because we know what we intend to do here.
No, as a rule, title-only bills really are empty shells. You don't know what they're really for.
So you really have no idea. This could have been – and they would have voted for it even though they
– Well, again, they knew what it was for once the content was actually amended into it 48 hours before adjournment. The problem was that there's next to no notice given to the public, barely any time to testify on it. Legislators didn't have time to ask much about it except in a quick committee hearing and then on the floor of the House, the floor of the Senate. So it clearly frustrates the purpose of the 10-day rule by not providing enough time for people to weigh in on it and for legislators to really understand it. And, you know, this is not the only provision in this part of the Constitution that's aimed at providing for transparency and accountability. You know, there's a lot of attention being paid to the single subject requirement, right, that no bill can address more than one subject at a time. There's another provision that says that any provision of the law that's going to be changed or repealed by a bill has to be spelled out. And by the way, these are all arguments that are being launched against Initiative 976.
Right,
if you read the complaint, they're challenging it on single subject grounds. They're challenging it on title and subject grounds and so forth. But this section that we're talking about here, Article 2, Section 36, the 10-day rule, has never been tested in court. For all of the cases we've seen challenging bills on single subject grounds and related grounds that are about transparency and accountability, this section has never been tested. It's quite interesting because title-only bills have been around for a while, but no one's ever actually brought a suit in order to ask a court, what does this mean? And can an empty shell that says it's a bill count if no one really knows what it's about? That's going to be the question for the court to take up.
By the way, being you're a former attorney general, does this mean you're going to be up there arguing this bill before people you used to supervise?
It is, which is which actually, you know,
how does that go?
I respect those people so much that it'll be fine. I mean, it'll be a good spirited argument. The best side of each case will be laid out, and the courts will decide. You know, I've worked with them on cases since I've been out of office. This is the first time I'll be in court straight up against them on a constitutional issue like this one in state court. So it'll be different, but I have such great respect for them. I know they'll do a solid job. It's just like when I was asked whether they could be trusted to defend Initiative 976, given that Attorney General Ferguson is suing Tim Iman. Of course they will. These folks are good. They're professionals, and they'll do their best job because they know, as I do, it's up to the court to make the final determination of what this language means in our state constitution.
Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Dave.